All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, the only show brave enough to sniff out government waste and inefficiency.
And with a nose for savings, that would make even a bloodhound jealous,
howling at the moon over wasteful spending.
So strap in, folks. It's about to get efficient in here.
Efficient and hopefully entertaining.
That's right, folks. You heard it here first. Season 2, Episode 18, and we're diving headfirst into a pool of taxpayer dollars, folks.
And let me tell you, the water's a little murky.
Murky is an understatement. So strap in, folks. It's about to get efficient in here.
Efficient and hopefully entertaining. And just a reminder to smash that like button.
Subscribe.
Share this with all your friends, your family.
And your enemies.
Especially your enemies. Let them know what's up.
That's right. Spread the good word, folks.
So, you know, DOGE jumped onto the scene thanks to Executive Order 14158.
Back on January 20th, 2025.
It feels like just yesterday.
It does. It really does.
Crazy how time flies, right?
Yeah. But you know what hasn't flown by?
What hasn't flown by?
Government waste.
Government waste.
And that's what DOGE is here to tackle.
And that is their mission, to bring federal tech, well, let's face it, kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Drag it by the hair if you have to.
And, you know, they're really trying to slash through all those inefficiencies.
Oh, the inefficiencies, just layers and layers of them.
Now, what makes this deep dive extra special?
Extra juicy, you might say.
Is the sheer variety of sources we've got on the table.
We're talking Doge.gov, naturally.
Gotta have the official word.
But we're also tapping into the Elon Musk X feed, getting those real-time, unfiltered insights.
Oh, you know he doesn't hold back.
Not a bit.
And to round it out, we've got news reports, the more
measured takes, shall we say.
Trying to make sense of it all, plus, of course, the never-ending symphony of social media.
Oh, the peanut gallery. Always a lively bunch.
It's a 360-degree view, a true panorama of this very unique government entity.
Unlike anything we've seen before.
And that's our goal today, right? To slice through the noise.
To cut through the static.
And deliver you a clear picture of what DOGE is actually doing out there.
And what it might mean for all of us down the line. Because, well, this stuff matters.
It does. So where should we start this excavation, this archaeological dig?
Well, we were talking about inefficiency. The motherlode, the granddaddy of them all, has got to be the IRS modernization program.
Oh, the IRS modernization. A saga for the ages, like a never-ending construction project.
But instead of a building, it's a software system, a digital labyrinth.
And DOGE, they've got their sights set on this beast.
They've identified it as a prime target for a much-needed efficiency makeover.
You know, it's almost like a government-funded fantasy epic.
With outdated software as the dragon.
Right. Instead of knights and wizards, we've got programmers and consultants.
Battling lines of code and bureaucratic red tape.
Yeah. So, rewind the clock, right? Way back to 1990. Picture it. Shoulder pads, big hair, dial-up modems.
The digital dark ages, practically.
And that's when this odyssey began, the quest to modernize the IRS.
Promised delivery date, 1996. A mere 6 years.
Speedy, right?
If only.
Fast forward to today, almost 30 years later, and what do we have?
We're still waiting.
Still waiting for that grand unveiling, that technological utopia.
And the price tag. Oh boy, the price tag.
Talk about sticker shock.
This program is reportedly about $15 billion over budget.
That's not just a rounding error.
No, that's more than the annual budget of many significant federal agencies.
It's an astronomical sum, a black hole of taxpayer dollars.
And it just keeps on sucking.
Because on top of that initial overshoot, you've got the yearly cost of just keeping the current systems running.
Barely limping along.
We're talking roughly $3.5 billion every year for operations and maintenance.
Keeping the lights on.
And then on top of that, another $3.7 billion, supposedly, for this ongoing modernization effort.
It's mind-boggling, really.
It is. It's just an endless stream of taxpayer dollars being poured into this project.
And for what? A system that still isn't finished.
And here's the kicker, right? Where does that operations and maintenance money actually go?
Now, this is where things get interesting.
About 80% of that massive $3.5 billion pie isn't going to the IRS's own employees.
Nope.
It's not going to their core infrastructure.
It's going to outside contractors and licensing fees.
So you're telling me that the IRS, this behemoth of a government agency,
is essentially outsourcing a huge chunk of its operations.
Yeah, to outside firms, which, you know, that can lead to some pretty hefty costs.
Oh, without a doubt.
And also, you know, less internal control, less transparency.
Less accountability.
And to really hammer home the point, you know, one of our sources provides this amazing comparison.
A reality check.
They say, imagine a mid-sized bank.
You know, one that probably handles a similar volume of transactions as the IRS.
Right, dealing with money, moving money around.
But their operations and maintenance budget, you want to guess?
Give me a number.
It's in the neighborhood of $20 million a year.
$20 million.
$20
million. Compared to $3.5 billion. It really makes you wonder about the decision-making process, doesn't it?
It makes you wonder if anyone in Washington has ever even seen a dollar bill, let alone knows how to spend one responsibly. That's the difference, folks, between the private sector and, well, let's just say it, government bloat.
It really makes you wonder, right? Is it just the sheer size of these government agencies that makes them so expensive to run?
Or is it this reliance on external contractors that creates this, you know, self-perpetuating cycle of inefficiency?
It's like the more you rely on them, the less you develop your own internal expertise.
And then you need them even more.
Right. It's a vicious circle.
A bureaucratic black hole.
But here's where DOGE steps in, right?
Like a knight in shining armor. Or maybe a coder in a hoodie?
Armed with a keyboard and a mission.
They've reportedly frozen around $1.5 billion in these IRS modernization contracts.
Now, before anyone panics...
No need to storm the Capitol.
This freeze will not impact your tax filings, okay?
April 15th is still coming.
Uncle Sam wants his due, but DOGE wants it done efficiently.
Exactly. They're looking to either cancel these contracts outright...
Which, you know, sends a message.
Or, even better, renegotiate them to a pay-for-performance model.
So you only get paid if you deliver the goods.
Results, not just billable hours.
Which honestly just seems like common sense.
It's amazing it took this long.
Right. And to shake things up even further, they've brought in a new sheriff or, well, a special advisor.
Sam Korkos, reporting for duty.
Now, this isn't your typical, you know, career bureaucrat.
This guy's got real-world experience.
He's the CEO and co-founder of Levels.
A health and wellness software company.
And he knows his way around code.
He's a developer at heart.
So he's coming in with fresh eyes.
And he's not afraid to speak his mind.
And his initial assessment is pretty eye-opening.
He's saying that the IRS actually has a talented in-house software development team.
They have people who could do this work.
They do. They're right there. But they haven't been given the power or the resources to do it effectively.
It's almost like they've been, I don't know, shackled.
Held back by the system.
It's a pretty scathing indictment of the old way of doing things.
It really suggests that the problem wasn't a lack of skilled people.
It was the system itself, the over-reliance on external vendors.
Which basically stifled any internal innovation.
Right. So they're bringing in people from the outside who don't really know the ins and outs.
And meanwhile, the folks who do know the system are stuck on the sidelines.
And we also hear from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who, you know... He's pretty new to this whole Washington game.
A fresh face in the swamp.
But he's not afraid to call it like he sees it.
And he's pretty blunt about the entrenched interest.
He even uses this great image.
He talks about the boa constrictor effect.
Of these long-term consultant relationships at the IRS.
Just squeezing the life out of the agency.
It's like these firms become so embedded.
They're practically part of the furniture.
And they resist any kind of change.
Because, well... Change might mean they lose their comfy contract.
It's all about protecting their own interests.
At the expense of the taxpayer.
So DOGE, they're taking on this bureaucratic hydra.
One head at a time.
They're freezing contracts, bringing in outside expertise, and they're not stopping there.
Oh no, this is just the beginning.
They're also taking a hard look at government grants.
Oh yeah, those lovely little handouts.
And in some cases, they're hitting the cancel button.
With extreme prejudice.
Our sources tell us that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, in cahoots with DOGE,
a dynamic duo,
has identified over $2 billion worth of grants that they're eyeing for cancellation. I mean, I could think of a few better uses for that kind of cash. Maybe a nice vacation. Or, I don't know, a lifetime supply of dog treats.
Maybe fund some common sense projects for once. But hey, who needs roads and bridges when we can have inclusive basket weaving workshops?
You're being facetious.
These grants are specifically in the areas of DEI.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And environmental justice initiatives.
And the goal here, you guessed it.
saving those sweet, sweet taxpayer dollars.
Making sure those funds are being used wisely.
Efficiently, effectively. You know the drill.
And it's not just grants, right? DOGE is also poring over existing contracts.
Across all sorts of government agencies.
Leaving no stone unturned.
105 contracts, to be exact, with a total value of, wait for it, $935 million.
That's a lot of zeros.
They've terminated these contracts. And the estimated savings.
Drumroll, please.
About $580 million.
Money that can now be used for, well, hopefully something more useful.
Or maybe just return to the taxpayers.
A novel concept, I know.
Radical, even.
And to give you a concrete example.
Because we love specifics.
There was this one National Science Foundation consulting contract.
A cool $1.03 million.
You want to guess what it was for?
Go ahead, take a stab.
Fitness center services.
Fitness center services, folks.
$1 million to consult on fitness centers.
Now, I'm all for employee wellness.
Sure, gotta stay healthy.
But a seven-figure consulting contract for that. What, did they hire Einstein as a consultant?
It does make you scratch your head.
It's definitely the kind of thing that catches DOGE's eye.
And probably makes taxpayers wonder where their money's going.
So, you can see why this whole cost-cutting, contract-slashing approach is a big part of DOGE's strategy.
But it hasn't been all smooth sailing, has it?
Oh, not at all.
Things got a little sticky when DOGE tried to access data from the Social Security Administration.
Yeah, that's where we enter the murky waters of privacy concerns.
DOGE wanted that data, but U.S. District Judge Ellen Hollander, she wasn't having it.
She slammed the brakes on that operation.
Issued a temporary restraining order.
Saying, hold on a minute, this smells fishy.
She was worried about potential privacy violations.
And she even called DOGE's approach a fishing expedition.
Like they were just casting a wide net and hoping to catch something.
Without a clear and justifiable purpose.
And she didn't stop there. She also ordered them to delete any personal data they had already scooped up.
A digital scrub.
Pretty strong message from the judicial branch.
Yeah, the courts are saying, we're watching you.
And as you can imagine, this ruling sparked some, let's say, lively reactions.
Oh, the internet exploded.
Some folks were furious, calling for the judge's impeachment.
Saying she was obstructing DOGE's mission.
Others were more,
measured in their response.
Like that AP report cited by At Unusual Whales, just sticking to the facts.
It just goes to show how polarized this whole thing is.
It's like a Rorschach test. People see what they want to see.
But at the heart of it, you've got this fundamental tension.
Between efficiency and privacy.
How far can a government agency go in the name of streamlining operations?
Where do we draw the line?
The courts are saying, this far, no further.
And while all this was going on, there was also some confusion about what was happening with the Social Security Administration field offices.
Some rumors swirling around.
People were worried about potential closures.
Especially in Georgia.
Senator Warnock even spoke out about it.
Concerned about folks losing access to vital services.
But DOGE, they came out and clarified the situation.
Setting the record straight.
They said, look, no physical field offices are closing. Not in Georgia, not anywhere.
Those local offices where people go for in-person help, those are staying put.
What they're closing are 5 permanent remote hearing sites.
Basically, rooms within existing offices set up for virtual hearings.
And DOGE says they're redundant.
Not really needed anymore.
But of course, there are people who disagree.
They say these remote sites are crucial for folks who can't easily get to a physical office.
So it's a balancing act, isn't it?
Trying to be efficient without leaving people behind.
Making sure everyone has access to the services they need.
Even in this brave new digital world.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the folks steering this DOGE ship.
The captains of industry, or should we say efficiency.
Well, everyone knows Elon Musk is the face of DOGE.
He's the one out there tweeting up a storm.
Sharing updates, giving his hot takes.
But behind the scenes, there's Steve Davis, the operational mastermind.
According to the New York Times, he's the one running the show.
The nuts and bolts guy.
Making sure things actually get done.
Keeping the trains running on time.
And we're also hearing stories about these all-star engineers.
The best of the best.
Who are flocking to DOGE.
Some even taking massive pay cuts.
Some even working for free.
They believe in the mission that much.
They're willing to sacrifice for the cause.
But on the flip side, there's also some pretty intense opposition.
Yeah, it's not all sunshine and roses.
There have been reports of harassment.
Even death threats.
Just for being involved with DOGE.
It's crazy how much passion this whole thing generates.
It's like a holy war for some people.
And speaking of generating passion, there's this one unconfirmed report that's making the rounds.
Oh yeah, this one's juicy.
A post on X by @CBDuge claims that DOGE blocked a $52 million payment.
A hefty sum.
To the World Economic Forum.
Now I gotta stress, this is unconfirmed.
No official word yet.
But it's out there, and people are talking.
And it definitely fits the narrative, right?
DOGE as the disruptor. Shaking up the status quo.
Taking on the global elites.
And that message resonates with a lot of folks.
It does, and they're not alone. DOGE has its supporters.
Oh yeah, they've got some big names in their corner.
The administration that created DOGE is obviously on board.
They're the proud parents.
But you've also got folks like Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, in Florida.
He's actually worked with DOGE to return federal funds.
Funds that he said had ideological strings attached.
And then there's Representative Nancy Mace.
She's a fan.
After a hearing where she felt taxpayer money was being wasted. So there's definitely a bipartisan appeal to this whole government efficiency thing.
People are tired of waste, regardless of their political affiliation.
But let's be real, it's not all been a victory lap for DOGE.
They've hit some roadblocks.
Faced some serious pushback.
Some media portrayals have been pretty negative.
Painting them as this, you know, dark, mysterious organization.
Wait, something out of a spy thriller.
And of course, there's the whole privacy debate.
That's not going away anytime soon.
Critics argue that efficiency shouldn't come at the cost of our fundamental rights.
And then you've got those entrenched interests, those consultants who stand to lose a lot if DOGE succeeds.
They're not going to go down without a fight.
They're going to dig in their heels and lobby like crazy.
And then there's the political scrutiny, especially from Democrats and the mainstream media.
They're not exactly DOGE's biggest cheerleaders.
Some accuse DOGE of not really understanding how government works.
They say they're just barging in and breaking things.
And then you've got the more extreme accusations like a Tesla terror campaign.
Which, come on, that's a bit much.
But it shows you how heated this debate can get.
It's a battle of ideologies, a clash of visions for the future of government. It's like a DOG mania sweeping the nation, folks.
So to recap, DOGE is going after wasteful grants, terminating useless contracts, and shaking up the IRS like a snow globe.
And they're all about accountability, folks, making sure we get bang for our buck. Or should I say, bark for our bite. They're not just throwing money at problems, they're demanding results.
It's a refreshing change of pace, isn't it?
You said it, and it's about time.
It's too early to say for sure if they'll succeed, but they've certainly made a splash.
A splash and a whole lot of noise. But hey, sometimes you gotta bark loud to get things done in this town.
And who knows, maybe, just maybe, they'll inspire a whole new generation of budget watchdogs.
We can only hope. So there you have it, folks, our deep dive into the world of DOGE. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Stay tuned for more hard-hitting analysis. And remember, folks, every penny counts. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Department of Government Efficiency, it's clear that this is a story with many chapters still to be written.
The plot is still unfolding.
We've seen their ambitious goals.
Their bold moves.
And the fierce resistance they've faced.
They're shaking things up, that's for sure.
And the potential impact on how our government operates, on how our tax dollars are spent.
It's huge.
But there are also these fundamental questions.
About privacy, about access to services, about the role of government itself.
And these questions don't have easy answers.
It's a complex issue with no simple solutions.
And that's what we want you to think about as you go about your day.
As you encounter this debate in the news, on social media,
consider the trade-offs, the pros and cons.
Because ultimately, it's up to all of us to decide what kind of government we want.
How we balance efficiency with our values.
It's a conversation that we all need to be a part of.
So keep those minds churning, folks.
Now, here's a thought for you to chew on. As technology keeps advancing, how do we make sure the government keeps up? How do we prevent these massive multi-billion dollar modernization projects from turning into bureaucratic black holes?
How do we make sure DOGE or whatever comes after it has the teeth to keep those dollars from disappearing into the swamp? That's the million-dollar question.
And we'll see you back here next time for another deep dive into the world of DOGE.
Don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe, and share.
Spread the word, people. Let's get this conversation going. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder.
Remember, folks, stay vigilant and keep those wallets safe.